This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? The American elections are just around the corner, and many people in the Muslim community are thinking, what should we do? There are differences of opinions that exists in the Muslim community that I've been seeing and been privy to on social media. Some people saying that, well, we should vote for Harris and or the Democrats because they are the lesser of two evils. And others saying, well, actually, Donald Trump, he represents much more of our values than Harris. The truth of the matter is that both of those individuals are vehement supporters of the state of Israel. And there is a long track record of both of those candidates, not just rhetorically supporting the state of Israel, but materially doing so as well. Take a look at this video of, for example, the latest campaign of Donald Trump, one of the people spokespersons there speaking, and let's come back and respond in kind.
And the Palestinians are taught to kill us at 2 years old. They won't let a Palestinian in Jordan. They won't let a Palestinian in Egypt. And Harris wants to bring them to you. They may have good people. I'm sorry, I don't take a risk with people that are taught to kill Americans at two. I'm on the side of Israel. You're on the side of Israel. Donald Trump's on the side of Israel. And they're on the side of the terrorists.
So there's no doubt about it that these candidates and parties have unequivocal and unconditional support for the state of Israel. And for the Muslim people, what it should be the case, very clearly for me anyway, is that we should let them work for it at the end of the day. And more than that, I would say, I think it's quite abominable and condemnable that we talk about boycotts and not going to Starbucks and not going to McDonald's and these kinds of places, which is very good. However, on the one hand, you talk about boycotts because you don't want to support a multinational company which directly or indirectly supports the state of Israel. In fact, many of those companies on the boycott list are there because the CEOs, for example, and some of the longer boycott lists have said something positive about the state of Israel. So you say that on the one hand. On the other hand, you talk about Kamala Harris being the lesser of two evils. That doesn't, sorry to say, make any sense. Because if in principle it's wrong to lend support or give legitimacy to a body or an organization which lends support in turn to the entity, the Zionist entity, then by extension, giving a political mandate, okay, giving legitimacy through political mandate by giving your vote should be even more condemnable, which it is. In fact, there's nothing more that you can give to someone than your vote, really. It's even worse than giving them your money. So I think this should be very clear. Now, some people have suggested that, okay, well, why don't we vote for Jill Stein, for example, or a third-party candidate? Now, something like that could work, but then it has to have the community support. And the American Muslim community have to come together and work that out, like we did here in the UK. I mean, if you look at our recent elections, we got independents many independents, Muslim independents, at an unprecedented scale, because there was many initiatives like the Muslim Vote Initiative, which unified and centralized our efforts. And what I'm saying to you is that maybe we could do the same thing. When I went to Norway, the guys in Islamnet, who you saw the advert of in the beginning of this video, have an even more interesting thing, which is that they created this website in Norwegian, which ranks all of the political parties compared to all the things that Muslims care about. Of course, Gaza and Palestine was at the top. And those parties were so affected by that move that they started to get in contact with them to try and boost their ratings on that particular website. The key message here is, actually, there's more than one. Number one is, I think it's morally objectionable, okay, to vote for any body or any political entity or person who in turn lends their support to the state of Israel, considering 45,000 at least people have been brutally murdered in Gaza. How can you vote for someone who supports that in any way, who doesn't want to see an end to that in any way, who's not very clear-cut in an end to that in any way? Why would you want that blood on your hands? Frankly, that's the truth of the matter. You will have some responsibility because you're giving these people a political mandate. So I see it as politically, morally objectionable. The second thing is, I think that America being a huge country, I mean, people in the West, or I should say people in Europe, don't realize that America is almost comparable to all of Western Europe, maybe with even a part of, you know, Central Europe, you could say. It's a huge country with 50 states, 330 million people. The Muslim community is not as big by ratio as it is, for example, the United Kingdom, and or in any other cities as it is in the United Kingdom or many of the European countries like France, etc. So it's even more difficult because of geographic landscape, etc., to do this, to centralize. However, if you have online initiatives and you bring leaders, community leaders, and influentials together, then I think the job can still be done. And some would say, what are you talking about? Why are you even giving your opinion on this matter when you're all the way here in the United Kingdom? I mean, sorry to say, but you know, United Kingdom, probably for me to get to New York is a similar distance to get from one place in America to another. The world has become a village. Globalization has made us see what's going on with Donald Trump, made us see what's going on with Kamala Harris, what you call this individual. But so it doesn't really matter, to be honest with you. I mean, the Bible Belt versus South America, as you know, the culture in South America versus Northeast, there's a world of difference between that. You could say, you know, people in Europe, yeah, places in Europe are closer in culture than parts of the Northeast comparative to Northeast and South. So this thing about, okay, why is this person with this citizenship commenting on this issue and this? I mean, why are we talking about Palestine and the Middle East anyway? We're all the way here in the West. This is a non sequitur, and it's a fallacious type of argument, but this is just me lending, giving some arguments or giving my opinion. And that's all I've got to say. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.